This is a really interesting one. The consumer group Which is taking tech giant Qualcomm to the competition courts today. They allege the US company is abusing its market dominance by charging inflated fees for its chipsets, which are found in Apple and Samsung phones and tablets. Which alleges the total cost to these phone owners is £480 million. So what does it mean for you? Well, let's speak to our old mate Fevzi Turkup, aka the Gadget Detective, Monday morning, and we're back on it with you, Fevzi. Well, how's it going?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
Good to have you with us. Who are Qualcomm? What do they produce? What do we need to know about them?
Sure. So Qualcomm is an American technology giant. It's essentially the invisible powerhouse behind most of the world's smartphones. They design the chips and own the patents that make cellular connectivity possible. So everything from 3G to 5G in your smartphone works because Qualcomm provide the chips and own the patents to it. And the difficulty is how they've been conducting their business, or at least how it's alleged that they've been conducting their business.
And Fevzi, just tell us about this case, what they've been accused of, and how does it impact us?
Yeah, so I think the thing to bear in mind is in this particular area, Qualcomm have got 98% market share. They're almost literally a monopoly. 98% of the market in these chips is their chips and their patents. So what it's being alleged is that they've engaged in unfair practices. I mean, this, you know, will have to be proven, but they apparently operated something called a no license, no chips policy, which means Apple couldn't just buy their chips. They had to enter into a licensing agreement. In itself, not illegal, but then how did they go about conducting their business? When the standards for 4G and 5G were set, and it was seen that those standards included patents by this company, the company made certain promises to behave in a sort of free, pro-competition way, which included licensing to its to other manufacturers. But Qualcomm refused. They wouldn't license to, say, Intel. So let's say Apple used an Intel chip instead of a Qualcomm chip. They'd still have to pay Qualcomm because they'd have to pay for the chip to Intel and Qualcomm for the intellectual property. So they'd still have to have a license fee. So this is added. At one point, the final thing is, they weren't just saying, okay, this is what the value of our chips is and our intellectual property, this is what you're going to pay. They were taking a cut of the retail sale value of every phone. So a £1,000 phone could end up with like a £50 uplift that went straight to Qualcomm. Mm. So it's a lot of money. With this case, that £480 million that's being sought, that would be £17 per person, 29 million people, almost half the UK population, who bought for people who bought a phone between 2015 and 2024.
What would a payout mean for the consumer, though?
Well, it means it's an opt-out system. So if you qualify, you bought a phone during those years, then if they win, then you'd get £17.
17 quid?
Yeah.
That's what it. That, better that's than the slapping overcharge. The chops, isn't it?
It is, because you know it tries to put pressure on these companies not to do it again. They've already been fined about $3 billion in China, South Korea, Taiwan, and the European Union for allegedly similar practices. So, if companies abuse their position, I'm talking generally now, if they abuse their position, then it's good, because the reason why a company like Which can bring this action, by the way, is when a regulator brings the action, they may fine the company and they may enforce certain behaviours, but they don't typically seek compensation for consumers. So Which, in this case, is trying to get them to pay out compensation.
Fevzi, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for bringing us that story. The brilliant Fevzi Turkup, aka the Gadget Detective, with us with regards to that case between Qualcomm and the consumer group Which.